Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, thanking and praising your name. Father, we love you, and we thank you for this Sabbath day and the opportunity to come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, forgive your servants for any shortcoming of sinful nature that we may still have within our hearts. We ask, Father, that you would purge from us as we just kept your feast of Shavuot and Pentecost, that the renewing of your Holy Spirit was given to your people. And we ask, Father, that as we listen to the words that are being spoken today, that they are life and they are spirit, that you would renew us this day, and that you would help us to gain more of your Holy Spirit as we seek to be more like your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Father, guide us, direct us. We know, Father, that it's only through you and through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, that we have an opportunity at life everlasting. So truly, Father, raise your people up from their beds of affliction, those that have a petition before you this day. We ask, Father, that you would touch hearts, that you would heal their bodies, and that you would forgive their sin. So, Father, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight, we ask that you would touch this ministry, that you would touch each and every one of your servants, that each one of us, Father, would be faithful in everything that we do for your honor and glory. In Yahshua's holy name, we come before you, asking all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. This message is entitled Directions to the Kingdom. The kingdom of Yahweh is a destination that most people want to get to. But how do we get there? That's the question. Our spiritual GPS, the Holy Spirit. We must be aware of the pitfalls on the way, like construction or detours or major or minor accidents. And one of the major accidents, as I brought out when I was explaining that Creflo Dollar statement about Eddie Long having an accident, sin. We're going to look at 1 John 3:4, as it talks to us about sin. 1 John 3:4. It says, everyone that commits sin also transgresses the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And that's the simple definition of what sin is. And most people have they don't understand that. They think sin, because of their background or what they've been taught, is drinking, gambling, you know, things of that nature, dancing. You know, it depends on, you know, their background. You know, I received this text earlier this week, and I after I, you know, put together this message, so I decided to incorporate it in it. So I've made some changes in the text. This is from one of my loved ones. It says, directions to our Father's house. It says, make a right on Believer Boulevard. Keep straight and go through the green light, which is Yahshua the Messiah. There you must turn onto the bridge of faith, which is over troubled waters. Turn right, then keep straight. This is King's Highway, to kingdom bound. Go 3 miles for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Of course, we don't believe in the Trinity either, but I'm just reading this as it came. I'm just making some changes to some of the doctrinal errors. It says, exit to Grace Boulevard. Make a right to Evangel Lane, right on Prayer Road. Don't yield to the traffic on Temptation Road. Avoid Sin Street. It's a dead end. Pass Envy and Hate Avenues. Pass Hypocrisy Lane, Gossiping Lane, and Backbiting Boulevard. However, you have to go down Long-Suffering Lane, Trials Court, and Tribulations Avenue. It's okay, though Victory Lane is just ahead. Do not give up. And it says, send these directions to your loved ones so they don't get lost. And that's what we're concerned about, brethren, people getting lost. You got to have the proper directions to get to the kingdom. And so many people are being lost because they've been given the wrong directions. In Luke chapter 2, if you turn over there with me, as we look at the directions to the kingdom, that's Luke chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 40. And this is speaking of Yahshua. It says, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom and grace of Elohim was upon him. And his parents went every year to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they were returning, the boy Yahshua stayed behind in Jerusalem. And his parents knew it not, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought for him among the kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they returned to Jerusalem seeking for him. And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the middle of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, son, why have you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I sought you sorrowing. And he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. And he was subject to them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Yahshua advanced in wisdom and stature and in favor with Elohim and men. As we travel to the kingdom, we want to advance in wisdom and stature and favor with Yahweh and man like our Savior Yahshua. Okay? There was a problem there, though. They were worried about their son, as parents would be. They should be, because they couldn't find him. And that caused them a problem. But Yahshua was calm, but, you know, he's 12 years old. He was almost with the age as far as a bar mitzvah is concerned. He was right at that point. Normally it's the age 13 that the young men enter into their adulthood in the Jewish faith. But what I want you to understand is that they were very concerned about Yahshua. Very much concerned. In Proverbs, turn to Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21. I'm going to look at verse 16 and then verse 21. It says, the man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the assembly of the dead. We have a direction that Yahweh wants us to go in. He wants us to stay in that way of understanding, which we know is the law of Yahweh. And in verse 21 it says, he that follows after righteousness and kindness finds life, righteousness, and honor. And that's what we want, brethren. We want to find life. Because the directions to the kingdom are very plain. And we have the proper tools, the GPS, to get there, and that's the Holy Spirit. So if we are attuned to Yahweh's words, we're not going to be swayed one way or the other, and we're going to make it to the kingdom without a problem. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6 and 7. That's Proverbs chapter 16. Yahweh has a particular way for us to travel in. It says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. Now, Yahshua is our propitiation, our atonement. And it says, by mercy and truth is iniquity, is sin atoned for. So, Yahshua is our atoning sacrifice. In verse 7, it says, when a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. So, we want to have each and everyone at peace with us. We know we're going to have enemies, as I spoke to you earlier, because that's just, human nature. You're going to have people, for some reason, just jump up and they don't like you. Because normally of your faith, if you proclaim Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah, you will have many enemies. In Genesis chapter 18, we're going to see a passage here as we get into our study about Abraham. As Genesis chapter 18, we're going to look at verse 19. It says, for I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And Yahweh did bless Abraham, because Abraham did follow suit. He did keep Yahweh's commandments. He tried to be faithful in everything that Yahweh commanded him. Genesis chapter 4, Genesis 24, we'll look at verse 1, continuing with Abraham. Almighty Yahweh already knows what's in our hearts, brethren. He leads us by his Holy Spirit if we're keeping his commandments. That's Genesis 24:1. It says, and Abraham was old and well advanced in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things, because Abraham was traveling in that direction to the kingdom. And Abraham said unto his servant, the elder of his house, Eliezer, I preached a message on this a while back, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven and the Elohim of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife for my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, what if the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land? Must I take your son again to the land from where you came? And Abraham said unto him, beware you that you take not my son there again. Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, and who spoke unto me and who swore unto me, saying, unto your seed will I give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from my oath. Only you shall not take for my son there again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. And the servant took 10 camels, the camel of his master, and departed, having all good things of his master's in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made the camels to kneel down outside the city by the well of water, at the time of evening, the time that the women go out to draw water. And he said, O Yahweh, the Elohim of my master Abraham, send me, I pray you, good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I am standing by the fountain of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down your pitcher, I pray you, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give your camels drink also. Let the same be she that you have appointed for your servant Isaac. and by that I will know that you have showed kindness to my master. Now he asked for something of Yahweh. And you know what? Yahweh delivered. And we ask for things for Yahweh as well. Yahweh knows the direction that we're going in, brethren. He wants us to go in a particular direction to the kingdom of Yahweh. Sometimes we'll turn to the right or to the left, but he wants us to stay on that narrow pathway because he knows what is good for us. And he prepares and he blesses us as we seek to do that which is right in his sight. In verse 15, it says, "And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her, and she went down to the fountain." And that term fountain there is actually from a different word. It's a spring. Excuse me. Which we'll get into in a minute. "And filled her pitcher, and came up, and the servant ran to meet her, and said, 'Give me drink, I pray you, a little water from your pitcher.' And she said, 'Drink, sir.' And she quickly let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, 'I will draw for your camels also, until they have finished drinking.' And she hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw and drew for all his camels. And the man looked closely at her, holding his peace to know whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not." Now, Yahweh is going to make our journey prosperous if we keep to those directions, if we keep the commandments, if we show love to one another. Because that's what's going to show him that we are his people. "And it came to pass," in verse 22, "as the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden ring of half shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold and said, 'Whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray you, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in?' And she said unto him, 'I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bare unto Nahor.' She also said to him, 'We have both straw and fodder enough and room to lodge in.' And the man bowed his head and worshipped Yahweh. And he said, 'Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of my master Abraham, who is not forsaking the loving kindness and his truth toward my master. As for me, Yahweh has led me in the way to the house of my master's brethren.'" So he went out, and the first person he comes in contact with is the person that he's seeking. It's the wife that Yahweh has prepared for Abraham's son. Almighty Yahweh already knows what's in our hearts, brethren. He leads us by his Holy Spirit if we're keeping his commandments. He's going to direct us to where we have to go. And our direction, where we want to go, is the kingdom of Yahweh. Drop down to verse 40. It says, "And he said unto me, Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son, of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shall you be clear from my oath when you come to my kindred, and if they give her not to you, you shall be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the fountain and said, O Yahweh, the Elohim of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way which I go, behold, I am standing by the fountain of water. And let it come to pass that the maiden that comes forth to draw, to whom I shall say, give me, I pray you, a little water from your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, both drink, and I will also draw for your camels. Let the same be the woman whom Yahweh has appointed for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with a pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down into the fountain and drew, and I said to her, let me drink. So she did exactly what he had asked of Yahweh. You know, it's not a miracle, but it is, when you look at it that way, Yahweh knows what we have in our hearts. He knows our desires, and he's ready to answer them. All we have to do is be faithful, as Abraham was faithful. That term fountain there, okay, that term fountain is number 5869, IN. And it's related to the passage, the term spring. Okay. 58, 69, and it means it's a prime word, an eye, literally or figuratively, by analogy a fountain, as the eye of the landscape, affliction, outward appearance, before, think best, color, conceit, be content, countenance, please, eye, or eyebrow, sight, face, favor, fountain. And it's from the marginal hymn, humble knowledge, look well, be pleased, presence, regard, resemblance, sight, and a few others. But the term ayin is refreshing, that fountain, it's there to refresh, pleasing to Almighty Yahweh. It was a spring, like in a dry place. When Yahweh led Israel out of Egypt to the Promised Land, Exodus chapter 13, Exodus chapter 13. We're going to start at verse 18. But Elohim led the people around by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up armed, amazed, out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had made the children of Israel certainly swear, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away from here with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. And the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night departed not from before the people. So Yahweh was a symbol. He gave them, he showed them the direction in which they should go, that they needed to follow to serve him. What about us today, brothers? Are we following in the right direction? Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. We'll read down to 33. Yahweh your Elohim, who goes before you, will fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt, before your eyes and in the wilderness, where you have seen how Yahweh your Elohim bore you as a man bears his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in this thing you did not believe Yahweh your Elohim, who went before you in the way to seek out a place for you to pitch your tents, and fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in the cloud by day. So Yahweh is the one that leads us. He directs us, brethren, if we follow him. And we want to do that because he's the one that has the directions to the kingdom. He's the one that shows us. Now, like I said, we just kept the Feast of Shavuot, in which we understand the giving of the law and the giving of the Holy Spirit. But turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 5. We look at how the law was given. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which you speak in your ear, which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and to observe to do them. Yahweh our Elohim made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all alive here today. Yahweh spoke with you face to face in the mount out of the fire. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to show you the word of Yahweh. For you were afraid because of the fire and went not up to the mount, saying, 'I am Yahweh Elohim who has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.' You shall have no other Elohim before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image, or nor any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, Yahweh Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrong use of the name of Yahweh Elohim, for Yahweh will not leave unpunished the man that misuses his name." Does that say we're not supposed to use his name? No. It says we're not supposed to misuse it. So the Jews take it to the nth degree. That's why we have the Talmud, the fence around the law, because they're so concerned with someone violating or desecrating Yahweh's name. But they do more damage to the name by not using it, by using a pagan name. Deuteronomy 5:12, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as Yahweh your Elohim commanded you. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work. You or your son or your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant, your ox or your ass, or any of your cattle, or the stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And you shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." So that's a commandment that we have to keep. If we're going to travel and make it to the kingdom, we must keep the Sabbath. And not just the weekly Sabbath, the high Sabbaths as well. These are all commanded for us to participate. So, you know, the people outside who are not following the directions to the kingdom because they're keeping Sunday, they're keeping these other pagan days, Easter, Christmas, you know, they have to come to a understanding, our job, to help them see and realize that they must keep the commandments. Verse 16, "Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh Elohim commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you." So if we aren't showing respect to our physical parents, how can we show respect to Almighty Yahweh? We're off space. We're on a side road. We have to keep all of the commandments, which is to honor and show love to our father and mother, therefore showing love to our heavenly Father, Abba Yahweh. Verse 17, you shall not commit murder. And if you hate your brother, you've committed murder spiritually. Verse 18, you shall not commit adultery. He's talking about spiritually as well as physically. If you go out and go after other Elohim, you've committed adultery. You've left Yahweh. You shall not steal, verse 19. Very plain. We can't take that which doesn't belong to us. Verse 20, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. We're not supposed to lie, brethren. Not to one another, not to anyone. Verse 21, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. If you want something, you pray to Yahweh. Yahweh can bless you with whatever. He will give you the desires of your heart, but you have to be willing to keep the covenant. You have to do that which is right, and you know that. These words Yahweh spoke to all your assembly in the mount, out of the middle of the fire, of the clouds, and of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. And it came to pass when you heard the voice out of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire that you came near to me. Even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, behold, Yahweh, our Elohim, has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the fire. We have seen this day that Elohim speaks with man and he lives. Now, therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of Yahweh, our Elohim, anymore. Then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the middle of the fire as we have and lived? Go near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say, and speak to us all that Yahweh our Elohim shall speak to you, and we will hear it and do it. They made a commitment, but you know what? They violated that commitment. They said that they would do all the commandments, but we know what history shows us, that they didn't. Verse 28, and Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And Yahweh said to me, I've heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go say to them, return to your tents. But as for you, stand here by me, and I will speak to you all the commandments and all the statutes and the ordinances which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. And you shall observe to do, therefore, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the way which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. The fire of Yahweh will consume those who forsake him. If we follow his directions, we will prosper. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. It says, and now, Israel, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you but to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day, for your good. Behold, to Yahweh, your Elohim, belongs heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth, with all that is in it. Yet Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all peoples, as at this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is the El of Elohim, the sovereign of rulers, the great El, the mighty and the terrible, who regards not persons, nor takes reward. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner. That's the third tithe, brethren, he's talking about. Be back to that. In giving him food and raiment, therefore love the sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall fear Yahweh your Elohim. Him you shall serve, and to him you shall hold fast, and by his name shall you swear. He is your praise, and he is your Elohim, that has done for you these great and terrible things, which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down into Egypt 70 persons, and now Yahweh, your Elohim, has made you as the stars of heaven for multitude, as the stars of heaven. We know that there are many stars in heaven. Deuteronomy chapter 28, we're going to start in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall diligently, listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that Yahweh Elohim will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohim. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beast, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way, and shall flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing upon you in your barns, and in all that you put your hand to. And he will bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving you. Yahweh will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and walk in his ways, and all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. That's all the people. And Yahweh will make you plenteous for good, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, and the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open to you his good treasures of the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If you shall listen to the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, which I command you this day, to observe to do them, and shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other Elohim to serve them. So Yahweh is blessing his people. And the reason he's blessing his people is because we're being faithful. We're following the commandments. We're following the direction that he's given us. Turn to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, we'll start in verse 4. That's Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are the Elohim of my salvation. For you do I wait all the day. Do we all feel like this, brethren? Do we love Almighty Yahweh? Do we have faith in him? Do we wait for him all the day? Remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. Put them away, Father. According to your loving kindness, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Yahweh, good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he instruct sinners in the way. He's going to give us the direction that we need to go in. The meek will he guide in justice, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of Yahweh are loving kindness and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For your name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears Yahweh? Him shall he instruct in the way that he shall choose. So you have to be one that fears Yahweh to gain this instruction. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. Whose seed? His seed. The friendship of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He's going to show them his covenant. That covenant is what we need to follow. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are they that are perfect in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh. It's the law of Yahweh that's going to get us there, that's going to get us to the kingdom. Psalm 146, verses 8 to 10. Psalm 146, verses 8 to 10. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raises up them that are bowed down. Yahweh loves the righteous. Yahweh preserves the sojourners. He upholds the fatherless and the widow. Back to the third tithe people. The sojourners are those. We're sojourners in this land because our world, our kingdom, is yet to come. We're just sojourners here. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. Yahweh will reign forever, your Elohim, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. Psalm 1, verses 5 and 6. It says, therefore, well, let's start at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is the law of Yahweh, and on his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. It says, but the path of the righteous is as the dawning light that shines more and more to the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble, because they can't see, brethren. They cannot see. Proverbs 12, verse 26. The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked causes them to err. So we should be a guide to the people around us, an example. But we know the wicked are going to cause people to err, to stumble in the word. Proverbs 15, verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh, but he loves him that follows after righteousness. There is a grievous correction to him that forsakes the way. And we know that's Gehenna fire. And he that hates reproof shall die. Almighty Yahweh is truly blessing his people. Isaiah 48, I'll start in verse 16. It says, come near to me, hear this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the sovereign Yahweh has sent me and his spirit. In this manner says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. He's the one that directs us, brethren. Almighty Yahweh is the one leading us. Oh, that you had listened to my commandments. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Your seed also would have been as the sand, and the offspring of your bowels like the grains of it. His name would not be cut off nor destroyed from before me. Go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth. Say, Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob and has thirsted, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says Yahweh, to the wicked. No peace to the wicked. There is no peace to the wicked. Deuteronomy 28. Verse 15. Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. And it repeats all of the blessings from Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14, and turns them into curses. Drop down to verse 23, it says, and your heaven that is over you, your head shall be bronze, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down on you until you be destroyed. Verse 27, it says, Yahweh will afflict you with the boil of Egypt, and with tumors, and with the scab, and with the itch, of which you cannot be healed. He will afflict you with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday, as the blind gropes in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways. Drop down to verse 43. The sojourner that is among you shall mount up above you higher and higher, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. And all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you and overtake you, till you be destroyed, because you listen not to the voice of Yahweh Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you, and they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and upon your seed forever. Because you serve not Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart by reason of the abundance of all things. And you can finish the passage later. Jeremiah chapter 27. Jeremiah 27, verse 1. The directions to the kingdom, brethren. In Jeremiah 27, 1, it says, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came the word to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh to me, make you bonds and bars, and put them about your neck, upon your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the children of Ammon, and to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers that come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah the king, and give them a charge to their masters, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, in this manner shall you say to your masters, I have made the earth, the men and the beasts that are upon the face of the earth, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and I give it to whom it seems right to me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field also have I given him to serve him. And all the nations shall serve him, and his son's son, until the time of his own land come. And then many nations and great kings shall make him their bondman. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom, which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, says Yahweh, with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. But as for you, listen not to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreams, nor your soothsayers, nor to your sorcerers, that speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you, to remove you far from your land, that I should drive you out, and you should perish. But the nation that shall bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, that nation will I let remain in their own land, says Yahweh, and they shall till it and dwell in it. And I spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, and as Yahweh has spoken concerning the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? And do not listen to the words of the prophets that speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. For I have not sent them, says Yahweh, but they prophesy falsely in my name, that I may drive you out, and that you may perish, you and the prophets that prophesy to you. So Yahweh prepared Jeremiah to go to these nations as well as Judah, and tell them to submit to the captivity, because this was of Yahweh. But, of course, they wanted to listen to their own prophets, because they didn't have the right directions to the kingdom. They were heading in a different direction. Also in verse 16, I spoke to the priests and to all these people, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh, do not listen to the words of your prophets that prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of Yahweh's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon. for they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city become a desolation? But if they be prophets, and if the word of Yahweh be with them, let them now make intercession to Yahweh of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of Yahweh and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. For thus says Yahweh of hosts concerning the pillars and concerning the sea, concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that are left in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not when he carried out captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, concerning the vessels that are left in the house of Yahweh and in the house of the king of Judah, Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be to the day that I visit them, says Yahweh. Then will I bring them up and restore them to this place. But see, that's the problem. People don't want to believe Yahweh. They want to believe, they have itching ears. They want to believe their prophets or their teachers, their preachers, because they're prophesying or preaching something else that's different from Almighty Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. 29, verse 10, it says, verse 9, it says, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says Yahweh. For thus says Yahweh, after 70 years are accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end. And that's what Yahweh wants us to have, brethren, hope, because we know that if we follow his directions, we're going to be in the kingdom of Yahweh. And you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says Yahweh. And I will turn again your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I have driven you, says Yahweh. And I will bring you again to the place where I cause you to be carried away captive. In verse 15 it says, because you have said, Yahweh has raised us up prophets in Babylon. Thus says Yahweh concerning the king that sits upon the throne of David, concerning all the people that dwell in this city, your brethren that have not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine and pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad. I will pursue after them with the sword, with famine and with pestilence, and will deliver them to be tossed to and fro among all the kingdoms of the earth, and to be an execration, an astonishment, and a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them, because they have not listened to my words, says Yahweh, with which I sent to them my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, says Yahweh. Hear therefore the word of Yahweh, all you of the captivity, whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now you can read the rest of this passage, and I want you to. I really want you to read the rest of this down to verse 32 a little later. But I want to get this finished. But I want you to understand that Yahweh's word is perfect. His word comes to pass because Yahweh is truly, he is truly the living El. He is the one that gives us direction to the kingdom. There are many that have spoken rebellion in the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh cursed them for their rebellion and their deception. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 15. It says, "See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. In that I command you this day to love Yahweh Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh Elohim may bless you in the land which you go in to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship of the Elohim and serve them, I declare to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you pass over the Jordan to go and to possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore choose life that you may live and your seed, to love Yahweh Elohim, to obey his voice, and to hold fast to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." Yahweh is unifying a people in these last days and taking them in the right direction. It's time to make your calling and election sure, brother. Keep Yahweh's commandments. Accept his judgment in your life and follow him to the kingdom of Yahweh. It's not the easy way, but it's not the most difficult either. He leads us by his Holy Spirit. So set your spiritual GPS by keeping all of Yahweh's commandments, and you shall arrive at the kingdom of Yahweh. For our closing passage, turn to Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49. And we'll start in verse 5. "And now, says Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, and that Israel be gathered to him. For I am honorable in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim has become my strength. And he said, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation to the end of the earth. In this manner, says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation hates, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall worship because of Yahweh, that is faithful, even the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. In this manner, says Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I answered you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people, to raise up the land, to make them inherit the desolate heritage, saying to them that are bound, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and on all the bare heights shall they pasture. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun strike them, for he that has mercy on them will lead them. He's going to lead them. Even by the springs of water will he guide them. that word could be fountain. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. His highways shall be exalted. We need to take that highway to make it to the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. Lo, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for Yahweh has comforted his people and will have compassion upon his afflicted. Almighty Yahweh is giving us the direction that we must take to reach the kingdom of Yahweh. It's up to us to be faithful in keeping the commandments, to show that we love him. And because if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. And he's going to direct us to the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. With this, I'd like to ask Brother Winston if he would close with a word of prayer.
Now we are.